The following is a Srila Prabhupada arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 27th, 2015, in Riga, Latvia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Dhamam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, this is a very, very auspicious time right now. We are remembering what happened 50 years ago around this day. Today is September 27th. So on September 18th, which was just a few days before this, an Indian Swami named A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami arrived on a ship called the Jaladuta in the Boston Harbor in the U.S. Because Prabhupada came, we have gotten this opportunity to get out of the cycle of birth and death. If Prabhupada had not come, where would we be right now? Completely lost in sense gratification. I remember I was with Prabhupada in 1975. Yeah. And he gave a wonderful lecture in Atlanta, Georgia. Not the country Georgia, there's a state Georgia in the United States. And in this lecture he revealed some amazing thing to all of us. He taught us a story, actually. About his godbrother who was preaching in the UK. There was one British lord, his name was Lord Jetland. Actually it's Lord Zetland, but Prabhupada pronounced it Jetland. So this Lord Zetland, he was a British lord, and he was also the governor of Bengal during British rule in India. So in British society, he's in the topmost rung. He's a lord, you see. And he knew in Indian society, the topmost rung is to be a Brahmin. So he asked Prabhupada's godbrother, he says, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin?
Viņš uzdev jautājumu Prabhupāda garīgajam brālim. Svamiji, vai jūs varat mani padarīt par brahmanu?
And Prabhupāda's godbrother said, yes, I can make you a brahman, no problem.
Un Prabhupāda's garīgajam brālim atbildēja, jā, es varu tev padarīt par brahmanu, nav nekādu grūtību.
Simply you must follow these four rules.
Tev tikai ir jāsako šiem četriem nosacījumiem.
No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. So when Lord Zetlin heard this, he immediately said, impossible. So Prabhupada told us that day in Atlanta, I was thinking after hearing this pastime of my godbrother and preaching in the UK, now when I come to America and I tell them, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling,
kad es atbraukšu uz Ameriku un iepazīšanāšu šos cilvēkus ar šiem četriem nosacījumiem, neatļautām seksuālām attiecībām,
The Americans will immediately say, Swamiji, please go home.
Amerikāni to viņi man pateiks, Swamiji, lūdzu, braucat mājās.
Prabhupada thought it would be impossible to introduce these rules and regulations in the Western world.
Prabhupada domāja, ka tas būs neiespējami iepazīstināt šos ierobežojumus rietumu pasaulē.
But he said, but I thought, let me try.
Bet viņš padomāja, es vismaz pamēģināšu.
So I was sitting there in that group of about 300 devotees.
Un es atrados starp aptuveni tiem 300 bhaktām.
And I was thinking, wow! Because Prabhupada tried, now we are saved.
Un es padomāju, apbrīnojam. Tāpēc, ka Prabhupada uzdrošinājās, mēģināja, mēs esam glābti.
If Prabhupada had not tried, we would be doomed.
Ja Prabhupāda nebūtu mēģinājis, mēs būtu nolemti.
Therefore, when Prabhupāda said, let me try, he went, jai! I yelled out, jai!
Tāpēc, tajā brīdī, kad Prabhupāda teica šo frāzi, es padomāju, ka es mēģināju, mēs iesaucāmies jai.
In all the devotees in the temple room, they thought that was a good jai, and they all joined in. We all said it, they all followed my jai. It was a huge jai from the whole temple room.
Un citi, kas atradās šajā lekcijā, viņi uztvēra, ka tas ir labs džai, labs uzgadalējums, un viņi pievienojās tam.
Because that's how we were saved, you see.
Jo, redziet, tādā veidā mēs tapām.
Prabhupāda was convinced, I will not be successful.
Jā, Prabhupāda bija pārliecināts, ka es...
But in the order of my guru, I must try.
Bet tā kā mans garīgais skolotājs guru, man ir licis, man ir jāmēģina.
So this is the mood of a disciple.
Lūk, kādā noskaņā atrodas māceklis.
He does not care if he's successful or if he's a failure.
Viņa nesatrauc tas, vai viņš gūs panākumus, vai sakāvi.
But in all conditions, he is determined to try to successfully carry out the order of his spiritual master.
Jo visos nosacījumos viņš ir pilns pārliecības izpildīt savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumus un gūt panākumus tajā.
So, Srila Prabhupada was given the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Un tā šī jau Prabhupāda saņēma norādījumu izplatīt Krišņas apziņu angliski runājošajā pasaules daļā.
He took that order as his life and soul.
Un viņš pieņēma šo norādījumu kā pašu svarīgāko savā dzīvē.
And he gave us an order also.
Un tāpat arī mums viņš nodeva norādījumu.
He said, deliver the whole world.
Viņš saka, jūs atbrīvojat visu pasauli.
Because of that order, Krishna consciousness has come to Latvia.
Un pateicoties tieši šim norādījumam, Krišņas apziņa
to Lithuania,
Lietuvai,
to Russia, to every country, you see.
Citām valstīm, kvienai valstī.
Because the Prabhupada ordered to spread it to the whole world, you see.
Tāpēc, ka Prabhupāda lika to izplatīt pa visu pasauli.
So, we have to be very dedicated to that endeavor, you see.
Un mums ir jābūt ļoti uzcītīgiem šajos būliņos.
Your duty as a follower of Srila Prabhupada is to save the whole world. That's your duty.
Jūsu pienākums, kā Srila Prabhupada sekotājiem, ir atbrīvot visu pasauli. Tas ir jūsu pienākums.
And so whether we think we can succeed or whether we think we're going to fail, it doesn't matter.
Un ir pilnīgi vienalga, vai mēs domājam, ka mums tajā veiksies, vai mums tajā neveiksies.
Our duty as the Prabhupada Nugas is to try our level best to make the entire world Krishna conscious.
Un darīt visu, kas no mums, visu, kas ir iespējams, lai padarītu visu pasauli Krishna apziņā.
So I thought it would be very nice on this wonderful, auspicious occasion celebrating the 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's arrival in Boston Harbor that we read a little bit from Prabhupada's arrival prayer. I think this is published in the book The Science of Self-Realization, if you have that book. So I'll read a little bit here. On September 18th, 1965, as the Indian steamship Jaladuta nears the Boston's Commonwealth Pier, Srila Prabhupada prays to Lord Krishna in a moving Bengali prayer poem translated to English prose. I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. So now Prabhupada begins. He says, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me here? To this terrible place. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion, absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message." So I'm going to stop and talk in a little bit. When I think back on this pastime of Prabhupada, I find it very amazing and wonderful. It was exactly the same time in September of 1965 when I first began to ponder what is the meaning of my existence.
kad es pats personīgi sāku interesēties par to, kāda gan ir manas pastāvēšanas
jēga. Before that I had no inclination towards self-realization, none.
Pirms tam man nebija nosliedze uz sevis apziņu.
But as soon as Prabhupada set his foot on American soil, I immediately became interested in self-realization. You may say it's just a coincidence. But I say there's no such thing as coincidence. Prabhupada's Shakti had an impact. This prayer, Krishna reciprocated with his prayer. It wasn't just some empty words. Krishna definitely reciprocated with Prabhupada's prayer. That's when I began my search for spiritual enlightenment, just that exact time. Prabhupada then quotes a few verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he continues writing in his Bengali prayer, which is translated here in English. He talks about the conditioned souls. He says here, he will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion.
Viņš saka, ka viņas tiks atbrīvotas no materiālās dabas kaislības un neziņas īpašībām.
And thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart.
Un tā visas nelabvēlīgās lietas, kas atrodas viņu sirdīs,
will disappear.
Nu, pazudīs.
How can I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness?
Un kā gan es spēšu viņus pārliecināt par šo Krishna apziņas vēstījumu?
I am very unfortunate.
Es esmu ļoti neveiksmīgs.
Unqualified.
Nekvalificēts.
And the most fallen.
Un viskritušākais.
Wow, just see what Prabhupada's feeling about himself.
Apbrīnojam, kā Prabhupada pats ir jūties.
Do you feel that you're a qualified Brahman?
Vai kāds šeit jūtās, ka viņš ir kvalificēts Brahmanis?
I've got my thread, Prabhu.
Man ir man Brahmaniskā auklo, Prabhu.
You see, I am qualified Brahman.
Is it?
I've got my neck beads, I'm qualified Vaishnava, I got my tilak, my dhoti, my sari, I'm a qualified devotee. Well, you're not a Prabhupada Nuga. Because Prabhupada said, I am most unqualified. So if you feel very qualified, you're not a follower of Prabhupada. You're a follower of your own mind, rascal. So we have to learn, the more I feel unqualified, you see, that is my qualification. It's a very important point. Sir Prabhupada says, I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I'm seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. For I am powerless to do so on my own. I was just reading the report of one of our book distributors yesterday. They went out on book distribution, all fired up, yeah, I'm going to distribute books. But they couldn't distribute a single book. And then they prayed, Krishna, I'm really unqualified, please bless me that I can distribute your message. And then the books went out like anything, you see. So that mood of being unqualified and begging for the mercy of Guru and Krishna, that's essential.
Tāpēc šī noskaņa, ka jūs esat nekvalificēts, ir ļoti nozīmīga.
If you want to push forward this movement, even if you just want to be Krishna conscious yourself, then you have to have this mood of feeling I am unqualified and fallen. Because only when you have this humble mood, Trinadapi sanichena tararapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Only when you have this humble mood can you taste the nectar of the holy name. If you're thinking, oh yes, I'm a very good chanter. I chant first class japa. I inspire so many devotees with my kirtan. I'm so qualified, chanter. Well, you're deluded. If you think that you're highly qualified in any way, develop genuine qualification by feeling how much unqualified I am. Now we'll continue with Prabhupada's prayer. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable. For their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Oh Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance as you like. I have no devotion. Nor do I have any knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna.
But man ir stipra ticība Krishna.
Even though I have no knowledge and no devotion, I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta. And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. On board the ship Jaladuta. Commonwealth Pier. Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
Boston, Massachusetts, ASV.
Dated 18th of September, 1965. What a powerful document.
Wow.
Just see this mood of Prabhupada. Feeling totally helpless. Totally dependent on Krishna. But having strong faith in the name of Krishna. So, if you want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, if you want to be successful in giving Krishna to others, carefully study this prayer and embrace this mood within your heart. Because this will enable you to actually taste the nectar of the name. This will enable you to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. And become fully dedicated to serving your Guru Maharaj's instructions, as Prabhupada was.
Un tā ļaus jums pilnībā sevi uzticēt savu guru Maharāja norādījumiem, kalpojot viņam, kā to darīt Prabhupāda.
So we're very fortunate to have this 50th anniversary right now.
Tāpēc mēs esam ļoti veiksmīgi, ka mēs varam arī svinēt šo 50. Gada dienu.
It's being celebrated all over the world.
Un to patiesībā svin visā pasaulē.
I was just in Houston Temple before I came to Europe.
Un pirms doties uz Eiropu, es biju Houston Temple.
And there's about 500 devotees gathering to celebrate this event. So, next year we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of ISKCON.
This 2015
and 2016 are very, very auspicious years.
Tāpēc 2015 un 16. Gads ir ļoti labvēlīgi un īpaši gadi.
But, you know, I think this is more important.
Bet jūs ziniet, mēs, ka šis ir vēl svarīgāk.
If Prabhupada hadn't come, there would be no ISKCON.
Ja Prabhupada nebūtu atnāca, tad vispār nebūtu tā ISKCON.
So of these two, the legal incorporation of ISKCON is less important than Prabhupada's presence.
Tāpēc juridiskā ISKCON notipināšana ir mazāk svarīga nekā pašas.
Some are saying next year will be a bigger event, but I, to me, this is the biggest event.
Tiek uzstīts, ka nākošā gada notikums ir vēl lielāks pēc savas nozīmības, bet es uzskatu, ka šis ir jūtašāks notikums.
What can be more important than Prabhupada's arrival in America? I can't think of anything bigger than that.
Jo kas gan varbūt svarīgāks par šo Prabhupādas ierašanos Amerikā? Es nespēju iedomāties.
So we have about 10-12 minutes left. There's any questions?
Mums ir palikušas kādas 10-12 minūtes. Mums uzdodiet savus jautājumus.
Jā. A microphone for him, Damodar, you're bringing it? Okay, mic is coming.
Hare Krishna, es gribēju vienkārši precizēt, kas notika 18. septembrī, kas 27. Kāpēc tieši tā kā 18. Prabhupāda rakstīja, ka viņš ieradās Amerikā, bet šodien es to Prabhupāda dzirdināšanu.
I wanted to clarify about the dates. So Srila Prabhupada arrived at September 18, but now it's September 27. Why we are celebrating it now? I want to clarify just about the date.
Better late than never. I wasn't here on the 18th. Jamuna Maya asked me to speak on it today.
So.
I'm just surrendered to the temple authorities. That's all. But I was delighted to talk about it. Because in Houston, I was scheduled to speak, but I wasn't able to. They scheduled it when I wasn't even I had to go back to Austin. I wasn't there when I was scheduled lecture time. I wasn't there, so I didn't get to give the lecture in Houston. So I got to give it here.
Jo, lai Houstonā bija paredzēts, ka es sniegšu lekciju tajā dienā un varēšu runāt, tā sanāca, ka saskaņā ar savu grafiku man bija jāatgriežās Austinā, Teksasā.
Bhaskar and Guru Mataji were there. I spoke for about 30 seconds. I got, you know, because that wasn't my scheduled time. I was scheduled for the next day or something. So yeah, it's a great blessing that I got the chance to speak about it here. But you know what? The Vedic calendar is different from the Western calendar anyway. Somebody can look it up on the Vedic calendar and see, maybe it could be this exact day for all I know.
Srila Gurudev, thank you for this wonderful class. And the life of Srila Prabhupada is a graphic example that shows how that dedication to the instructions of spiritual master works. And even in the situations when it seems impossible, it is possible. Could you share from your own experience that it works for Prabhupada's disciples as well? Could you tell a story that shows that in a situation that it seems impossible, but when you are dedicated to the instructions of the spiritual master?
You know an example of that? But for a Prabhupada disciple or a follower of Prabhupada, how they can accomplish the impossible just by dedication of the order of the spiritual master? You can think of any examples you can tell us about that?
Jautājums bija par to, ka paliet par brīnišķīgo lekciju, mēs šīs Prabhupādas piemērā redzējām, kā viņa uzticības un garīgiem skolotājiem ļāva šķietam neiespējamo padarīt iespējamu. Vai jūs lūdzu varētu dalīties kādā piemērā, kā jūsu dzīvē vai kā cits šīs Prabhupādas skolnieku dzīvē viņa uzticības un garīgiem skolotājiem kādas neiespējamas lietas ir padarījušas iespējamas? Ir ļoti daudz piemēru šādiem notikumiem.
After Prabhupada's departure, how this one is spreading all over the world still.
Pēc tam, kad Prabhupada atstāja šo pasauli, palūkojoties, kā iskons turpināja izplesties.
I know another example, and that is Prabhupada said, okay, I want the Chaitanya Charitamrita published in X number of days, the whole 17 volumes.
Es atceros, kā citu piemēru, šie Prabhupāda teica, ka es vēlos, lai šie tančie tamrita, kurā ir 17 tātad šie sējumi, lai viņa tiktu nopublicēta burtiski dažniem laikā.
Rameshwar said, Prabhupada, that's not possible.
Un viņam atbildēja, bet Prabhupāda, tas nav iespējams tātad termiņos.
Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Prabhupāda atbildēja, vārds neiespējami ir termiņas no muļķu vārdnīcas.
And they went on a 24-hour marathon.
Un viņi devās 20 stundu maratonā.
They had to take photographs, they had to do all the illustrations, they had to do all the layout, and they did it within a small number of days.
Viņi tātad nodarbojās ar fotografiju veidošanu, dažādiem maketēšanas darbiem, un tā viņi dažās dienās paveica šo darbu.
For the artwork, it was 24 hours a day, and one artist would be working on it until he was just exhausted, he'd fall asleep. Another artist would pick up the brush and keep painting. 24 hours round the clock.
Viņi strādāja apmēram tādā tempā, ka mākslinieks viņš 20 stundas gleznoja, kamēr viņš nokrita, tad otrs, var teikt, pārtiera šo otru un turpināja.
Another author was getting ready to publish it in English.
Un kāds cits, tātad jau bija gatavs to šo sējumu publicēt.
And Prabhupada wanted his edition to be the first published one in English, which makes a big difference in academia.
Tātad kāds cits izdevējs. Vēlējās ātrāk un nopublicēt, bet Prabhupāda uzskatīja, ka...
That's why he pushed us like anything, and it was done.
Un tāpēc viņš tik ļoti uzstāja, ka tas ir jāizdara ātrāk un pirmajiem tādos trieciena tempos, un viņš to paveica.
So there's a lot more impossible tasks that we have to do now, isn't it?
Bet mums joprojām stāv priekšā daudz uzdevumu, kas ir šķietam neiespējami.
Our duty is to make the whole world Krishna conscious in Prabhupada's order. That's a big impossible task, isn't it?
Saskaņā ar Prabhupādas norādījumiem, visa pasaule ir jāpadara Krišnas apziņā, un tas ir liels neiespējams uzdevums, vai ne?
We can hardly get up in the morning.
Mēs taču, kā saka, knapi varam no rīta pašķiet.
And we're supposed to save the whole world?
Mums vēl ir jāglāj pasaule.
But I guarantee you, that day will come, it'll be marked in the history when this... The historians will note how the Krishna consciousness movement saved this world in its darkest hour of despair. It will be noted down in the history books.
Bet es jums garantēju to, ka tā diena pienāks, ka vēsturnieki pazīs to dienu un ierakstīs to vēsturē, ka iskons ir izglābis pasaulē no tās tumšākās stundas.
So there are many miracles coming down the road.
Tāpēc mūsu priekšā vēl sagaida daudz brīnumu.
And those who stick tightly to the order of the spiritual master, they will be a part of those miracles. Next question. You had some point you wanted to make, Ji?
Yeah, I was just going to make the point that he said that Prabhupada arrived on September 18th. Why we are saying things about him on September 27th? But I'd like to say that remembering Prabhupada's arrival and remembering what how much Prabhupada has done for us, it's any time his glorification is like glorifying Lord Krishna. We should be glorifying him all the time, not only now.
Es vēlējos piebilst saistībā ar šo jautājumu, ja Prabhupāda ierās 18. septembrī, kāpēc mēs šeit notikam atzīmējām 27. septembrī, ka Prabhupādas slavināšana un cildināšana, tad tas ir jādara ik katrā brīdī, jo tā ir līdzvērtība tam, kā mēs sludinam kungu Krišņu, un tas jādara visu laiku.
Be interesting to go back and see.
We are not glorifying him enough. That's why we are so weak.
Un patiesībā mēs pietiekoši viņu necildinām, tāpēc mūsos ir vājums.
Be interesting to see, to do the calculation here in the Vedic calendar, 1965.
Mēs varam paskatīties pēc vētiskā kalendāra.
And let's see here. Let's see what day it actually was on the Veda, in the Vaishnava calendar. Back in 1965, September 18th, okay. September 18th was the... it was the Ashtami is the eighth day, isn't it? The eighth day of the month of Padmanabha. Padmanabha 8. Now let's see what where that stands right now, where we are. What's our present month? We're Rishikesh month. Padmanabha 8. Is anybody into the Vedic calendar? Padmanabha 8. Where is that? Is that before or after that? The point is, it's not really September 18th on the Vedic calendar anyway, for this year. So, when is the Padmanabha? Let's look for this year, the eighth day of Padmanabha month in 2015. Let's look that up on the Vedic calendar.
Another way to see is that also, if we made a mistake, does not mean that we go and neglect it. We should go ahead and correct
it.
Let's just take a quick look here and see what Padmanabha month. Padmanabha month, the eighth day at Padmanabha, this year is actually going to be. Padmanabha month. Let's see, where is it? The eighth day of Padmanabha is October 4th. It's actually October 4th in the Vedic calendar. So we can have another celebration on October
4th.
So we're not off at all. We're a few days early, actually.
Celebrating.
Okay, any other questions?
In New York, Prabhupada arrived at 11th?
No, the 18th.
But in Boston, 18th. But before that...
New York was after. The ship went on to New York after Boston. He first touched American soil in Boston. And the ship went on to, the second port of call was New York City, and Prabhupada got off the boat there. But in Boston Harbor, he got off the boat, he wrote the prayer. He actually arrived in America on the 18th of September, or the 4th of October this year, in Boston Harbor. And that's his arrival. New York was a secondary thing. That's when he got off the boat and then caught a bus to... what was the name of the town in Pennsylvania? Caught a bus to... You might remember the name of the town? Huh? Butler, yeah. And he caught a bus to Butler. Actually, he caught a bus to Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, and then Mr. Agarwal picked him up and drove into Butler from the. I think it was must have been the either it was either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. I don't remember. But yeah, it's all described in the Srila Prabhupada by the Lamrita called. You can read the second volume of Srila Prabhupada and Lamrita and get all the wonderful nectar. That lady, who the wife of Mr. Agarwal, she's an American woman, Sally Agarwal. She's still living, and she just recently came to New Vrindavan and gave her appreciation and memories of Prabhupada from the early days when she hosted him in her home. And he was washing his dhoti in her bathtub, hanging in the shower. Jā.
Tātad jautājums bija, bet vai te nebija tā, ka Šrila Prabhupāda, protams, ieradās Ņujorkā, vai tas nebija pirms Bostonas? Nē, skolotājs saka, no sākuma viņš ieradās Bostonā, uz īpašu mirkli izkāpa uz molu, un pēc tam tālāk kuģis viņa aizjūta uz Ņujorku, kur viņš tālāk ar autobusu aizbrauc uz tādu piepilsētu Butleru, un tur viņa uzņēma kādu jauku ģimene, un štāda šī sieviete, kura viņa uzņēma, viņa pēc tam apciemoja arī Jaunvrindāvan.
Okay, well, our time is up.
Paldies, mums laiks ir beidzies.
So we thank you all very much for coming to the Hare Krishna temple today. We hope that you'll pick up this mood from our founder Acharya Srila
Prabhupada
and develop this mood of pure devotion to Guru and Krishna within your heart. So that just as Prabhupada became an empowered emissary on behalf of Krishna, you will all become empowered emissaries on behalf of Krishna.
Jūs visi kļūsiet par pilnvarotiem Krishnas pārstāvjiem.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Is grace sankarsham dasa tikari maharaj ki jai.